From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Immigration reform, a major topic during U.S. President Donald Trump's first State of the Union address since he took office more than a year ago. He said for quite some time his administration has worked with both Democrats and Republicans on reforms.
Under our plan, those who meet education and work requirements and show good moral character will be able to become full citizens of the United States over a 12-year period. The second pillar fully secures the border.
Congressman Joseph Kennedy, who provided the Democrats' response to the president's speech, criticized the president's wall and sent a message to undocumented immigrants, commonly referred to as dreamers.
Let me be absolutely clear. Ustedes son parte de nuestra historia. Vamos a luchar. Vamos a luchar por ustedes. Y no, nos vamos a alejar.
You are part of our story. We will fight for you, and we will not walk away.
The president also, during his address, revealed a new executive order. It addresses cancels his predecessor's 2009 order to close the Guantanamo Bay facility in Cuba. The order preserves military detention as a counterterrorism tool by keeping the prison open. The staffer in the U.S. state of Hawaii, who issued a January 13th warning of an incoming missile attack, has since been fired. The Saturday morning incident led many Hawaii residents to believe for more than half an hour that they were actually under attack, which turned out to be false. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A list of major Russian businessmen published by the U.S. Treasury Department doesn't mean the elite will be subject to sanctions, but it could foretell those most at risk if new sanctions did arise.
A list of the Russian business elite drawn up by the Trump administration may foretell who would be targeted if Washington did levy new sanctions. The so-called oligarchs list includes names like the mining magnates Vladimir Potanin and Oleg Deripaska, seen here with their president Vladimir Putin last year. Shares in both their companies tumbled after the U.S. Treasury Department named them. It also includes the cybersecurity giant Eugene Kaspersky, whose software has been banned from federal computers for fear of backdoors to Russian spies. He hit back on Twitter, denying involvement with the government, and saying the list seems to have just been ripped from Forbes.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laritonda reporting. Afghanistan says it wants the U.S. government to stop deporting Afghan nationals, saying it has no repatriation agreement with the United States. And when VOA asked U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement if the United States has such an agreement, a spokesperson provided a written statement saying international law obligates each country to accept the return of its nationals ordered removed from the United States. The U.S. itself routinely cooperates with foreign governments in documenting and accepting its citizens when asked, as do the majority of countries in the world. Pakistan has disclosed it recently extradited 27 suspected Taliban and Haqqani militants to Afghanistan as part of an effort to stop insurgents from using Pakistani soil for cross-border terrorist activities, recent attacks that U.S. President Trump has been very critical of.
In the past, the U.S. has not ruled out including the Taliban in possible peace talks. Asked why the Taliban is now claiming responsibility for the massacres, Michael Kugelman told VOA.
The Taliban wants to weaken the Afghan state in any way possible. And it wants to do that now by proving that the Afghan state cannot protect its people. It cannot protect security. And that includes civilians.
President Trump stepped up the U.S. military presence in the country with 11,000 American troops now stationed there, 16 years after the U.S. invaded the country following the September 11th terrorist attacks. Some experts say the terrorist attacks on civilians are being planned across the border in Pakistan.
That is Cindy Sain reporting for VOA. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.